Hello, Podlers. Coming up, we take a leap of faith.
Cool.
I use a little gap, understandable.
Find out what went down and enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And here it is, your chance to get your hands or arm or maybe even bottom on our brand new merchandise, because it is a strip of three tattoos of the show logo.
Yes.
It is the Dave Berry Breakfast Show in a kind of, in a rectangle. It will go anywhere on your body. We've been assured by the company making them for us that they will come off. But we've only given one set away yesterday, so we don't actually know. So maybe wait to put it on your forehead until later in the run of the merch.
You tell me now.
I'm just so pleased you've got the fringe going on at the moment, Glenn. I really am. So if you would like to win your own set of removable tattoos, what you need to do is enter the ink tank. So I've got a clip from yesterday's show when I was asking the question, is it weird that I and listener Wayne came on air to tell us about his, I'm going to say, crispy antics with his dog, and this happens.
Is it weird that I get a bag of What's It crisps, I put them on my laminate floor, and then I blow them around with a hairdryer so the dog has to chase them?
What's your little Jack Russell called? No way! Your Jack Russell's not called...
Well, Jack Russell is called...
Believe it. So, we all agreed that it was weird that Wayne did that with his dog.
Yeah.
But what's his dog called? Is it A, the Hype Beast Womble Executive Producer Mark, or B, Dave? Your names and your answers, A or B, to 81215. So send me your name and your answer, A for the Hype Beast Womble Executive Producer Mark, or B, Dave, to 81215. And up next, we're going to welcome one of you to the Ink Tank.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Tattoo time.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
You get one, yeah.
I've got three, and each time they said that, and it really made me feel at ease. Is it the most sinister thing a radio DJ's ever said out loud at 6:46 in the morning? It's tattoo time. Yes, we're giving away temporary tattoos of our show logo. That's our spring-summer collection of merchandise. An online one, we have Simon. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Simon, welcome along to the show. Simon works for Flair Audio. They do great work in the world of headphones, and he loves Absolute Radio Country. And he's about to tell me, what was the name of listener Wayne's dog? Was it the Hype Beast Womble Executive Producer Mark, or is the Jack Russell named Dave? What is it, Simon?
It's Dave.
Let's see if you're right. Here we go. Hey, what's your little Jack Russell called?
Dave.
No way! Your Jack Russell's not called Dave.
My Jack Russell is called Dave.
I can believe it.
Congratulations. Well done to you, Simon. You have got yourself a strip of three removable breakfast show tattoos, which is a unique sentence in itself. But a big question to you, Simon, as it will be to all of our early bird winners. Where are you going to put me on your body?
It's got to be lower back, Dave.
Oh, yes. I'm feeling spicy.
Whoa.
I'm liking
it. Didn't expect that so soon.
I'm dancing on a bar. great having you on the show, Simon. We'll speak to you real soon. Well done, man.
Thanks very much.
Take care of yourself, have a good day ahead, and there will be your final chance of the week to enter the Ink Tank tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
As promised, it's time for Matt Dyson's social ammunition. So it's the comings and goings across all of social media. Matt, what are your favourite bits today?
Well, the worst iced tea in history has gone viral on Reddit over the past 24 hours. A student from an unknown location got asked for a takeaway iced tea tea from their local cafe.
Yeah.
And they were given, they posted a picture of it on there, and they were given basically a plastic cup full of iced water with a tea bag sort of on top of it, sort of with a bit of cellophane wrapped around it. So it's just it's deconstructed iced tea, but in a very incredibly basic way.
What am I supposed to do with this, mate?
That's basically what they said. Can I speak to your manager? This is not how iced tea is served.
Yeah.
And apparently the unnamed cafe responded with, "That's just how we do it here. This isn't Starbucks." So there you go.
It certainly isn't. So
if you want your iced tea like that, go to that specific
But what they suggest they do, they undo the sellotape, take the lid off the cup, put the tea bag
in, and then let
which is like
steep,
a Tetley tea bag.
And it's supposed to steep in boiling water,
put
really, and then get cool.
And then, shake it around a little bit.
Yeah, so.
What you complain about. You don't know you're bored.
Yeah. It looks awful.
That's how my granddad had his iced tea, never did him any harm.
Snowflakes can't handle a bit of basic iced tea, can they? Yeah. And then some more football content as we build up to the start of the Euros this week. This is an amazing clip that's gone viral on TikTok of an old fellow in a pub. I think it's like a pub or a social club. And he's someone on TikTok, some guy called Andy, just filmed him because he said, "I can name every professional football club in England and Scotland in 3 minutes." And what he is quite astounding to
When you say that, we normally call you a taxi and get you home, don't we?
But the way he does it is amazing because he sort of he works his way around the map of the UK. So he starts in Cumbria near the Scottish borders, then goes over and then down and round through London and then back up and
Up
into
Scotland. Oh, so not alphabetically,
Does
it? No, geographically.
Yeah, so it's like for the Geo Bros as well as the football.
Oh,
Everyone can take something from this piece of content. It's just so good. It's amazing the way he does it. Here he is in action. It does go on for 3 minutes, so he probably won't play it all, but let's have a listen.
Thanks for the warning.
Sunderland, Middlesbrough, Harrogate, Hull, Grimsby, Lincoln, Doncaster, Rotherham, Barnsley, Sheffield United, Sheffield Wednesday, Leeds, Huddersfield, Bradford, Burton, Derby, Mansfield, Notts County, Notts Forest, Leicester, Northampton, Peterborough, Cambridge, Norwich, Ipswich, Colchester, Gillingham, Crystal Palace, Charlton Athletic, Leighton, Millwall, West Ham.
So there you go. So
it's the golden buzzer from me.
It's like the guy used to do the scores, but he's forgotten to do the stores.
Stanley.
The full classified. Yeah. The full classified.
So in the delivery.
Look at him. He's still going.
Swansea, Cardiff, Newport.
Now he's in Wales, working his way back round.
West Brom, Birmingham,
Midlands
Russell,
again.
Wolverhampton.
It's an amazing.
No, if you watch the video, he's reading it from a map. It's actually really unimpressive.
It sort of reminds me of the shipping forecast.
We should put this on Absolute Radio Calm. It's quite nice, isn't it?
It's very calm. Yeah, it's absolutely lovely. And he's got some.
Welcome to Bonnie Rig Road.
He's in Scotland now, yeah. So there you go. And he does every single team. It's amazing. And he's got some amazing facts in. They're like Worcestershire, the only professional football team ever to come from Worcestershire is Kidderminster Harriers. Sadly, I hate to tell you this, but he has got it. He hasn't completed it.
Why?
Because
I thought you were going to say he's passed away.
He had one more to do. Right at the end.
He couldn't get to the end.
The whole thing's on TikTok.
And that was it, yeah.
He's still very much alive.
But he said Notts Forest, which is, of course, not a football team. What? They do not exist.
Oh, yes.
It's Notts County, it's Nottingham
true.
Forest. Everyone should know that.
Well, that is true.
So, sadly, he's wrong.
Okay.
Nice try,
thanks very
mate.
Much, mate.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, 10 weeks of tickets is dedicated to you being at this year's Isle of Wight Festival. We're dedicated to that cause here on The Breakfast Show and on Home Time with Bush and Richie as well. Matt, we're going to be playing The Price is the Isle of Wight yet again. Tell everyone how it works.
Well, it's The Price is the Isle of Wight. It's Play Your Cards Wight. It's a Forsyth-inspired game of higher or lower, basically, based on the price of the items from the Isle of Wight Festival from days gone by. We get a caller on air to play, and if you're in control of the board and correctly guess the final item, you will win. If you don't, the other caller will take the prize. It's as simple as that, David.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, let's send you to the Isle of Wight Festival, shall we? It is, as they say, gonna be a good one. And joining us right now on line one, we have Ryan. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome Hi. To Hi. The show. Ryan loves the main station, as does our competitor on line two, who is Sharon. Good morning, Sharon.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello, Hi, Sharon. Hello, Sharon, this is Ryan. Ryan, this is Sharon.
Hi, Ryan.
Okay, guys, as you are fully aware, I have five items in front of me, the price of which is based on Isle of Wight festivals from days gone by. All you need do is tell me, is the next item higher or lower in price? If you're in control at the end of the board of items and you get the final item correct, you will win. If you get the final item wrong, the other person will. And Ryan, we're going to be starting with you as you were picked at random first. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here we go. So, first of all, I need you to lock this in for me, please, Ryan. Kasabian took to the main stage. What's that sound?
I don't know. You're all right, Ryan.
You're okay there. You sprung you some sauce on a sandwich or something. Kasabian took to the main stage in 2007, and that year, $1 was worth 49p. Lock it in. 49p is locked in. 49p. So, Ryan, here we go. In 1970, Jimi Hendrix took to the stage at the Isle of Wight Festival, but was the average price of a gallon of petrol higher or lower than 49p?
I'm going to say lower.
You're saying lower. It's correct. It's Whoa. 33p Whoa. For a gallon of petrol. Amazing. Of course, Jimmy used some of it to burn his own guitar. Yeah. Okay, so 33p, it's locked in. The Prodigy took to the stage in 2006. But was the average price of a Freddo chocolate bar higher or lower than 33p? Ryan?
I'm going to say lower.
You're saying lower is correct. 10p, of course, 10p. The legendary 10p back in 2006.
Then were the days.
Okay. Okay, so 10p is locked in as we move on to Florence and the Machine, were at the Isle of Wight Festival in 2010. I was there. They were incredible. Which is when Bitcoin burst onto the scene. Oh, yeah. But how much was 100 Bitcoin in 2010? Was it higher or lower than 10p?
Higher.
It is higher. It's 20p. Whoa. You're doing very well here, Ryan. So 20p is in your brain. As I ask you about the time Star Sailor headlined, that was in 2003. When they released their song Silence is Easy, what a song. How much did it cost on iTunes? Was it higher or lower than 20p?
Oh, higher.
It was higher. Yes. It was 99p, and that means it all comes down to this. Get it right, Ryan. You have got our first full house of the week on 10 Weeks of Tickets, and you're off to the Isle of Wight Festival. Get it wrong, and Sharon, despite not saying anything except for morning, Dave, morning team, you've won your weekend camping passes. So 99p is in the brain, Ryan. Green Day, headline on Sunday of this year's Isle of Wight Festival. But is the current average cost of a Freddo chocolate bar, yes, we've gone back to Freddo's, higher or lower than 99p?
It's got to be lower.
You're saying lower. I'm saying 36p. You've done it. Well done. Yes. Yes, Ryan, congratulations. You've won your way into this year's Isle of Wight Festival. Enjoy.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
No worries, man. Thank you for tuning into the show on the main station. Sharon, it was lovely having you on board, but Ryan put in a fine showing there.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's very much Cool Badge time here on The Breakfast Show. The number to join in, well, it's 8-12-15, of course, which is exactly what Tim from Kent has done. What a way to get underway with this. Dave, I went to Legoland with my family and we saw the one and only living legend that is the Tottenham Hotspur manager, Ange Postecoglou.
Oh.
I'm a huge Spurs fan since I was a child, so I proceeded to get incredibly excited. And as we were having lunch, I noticed he was having lunch next to us.
Oh, no.
After building up the courage, asking my family for support, they said, you can do it, Dad. I got the courage up and I went to talk to him. And as I walked over, my mind went blank and I just looked at him while he was eating and shouted, I support Spurs! To say he was unimpressed was an understatement. He replied, and you can hear this. If you know anything about Ange, you can hear it. Good on you, mate. And walked out of my life, never to be seen again. Oh, sad
didn't
time.
Didn't even pay for his minutes. Yeah.
So that's lovely stuff from Tim. Very, very good cool badge stuff. Matt Dyson. Mm. We knew it was going to rear its ugly head again. Once you mentioned geocaching, something I'd never heard of 2 weeks ago, but thanks to you, it's when I go onto my ex, it's all people are talking to me about now. I mean, the Twitter feed, by the way, not the person I used to date. It's all she talks about now, geocaching.
No wonder you split up with her.
Yeah, 100%. Why don't she dump me? So, Matt Dyson, you geocached...
Yeah.
For what you're calling it, the final time.
Yes, but my name's Matt and I'm a geocacher.
Yes.
Right? And as Sarah
Where was the last time you geocached?
Well, it was on Brighton Pier, so this is the... As Sarah said, being inconspicuous while searching for hidden treasures is the hardest part of it, right? And so as I left Brighton Pier on Friday and walked down to the end, it's a very long pier, it's a long walk down to the end, and I went to look for the geocache that I'd spotted on the app. And
again, just to reiterate, this is something you started doing with your family, which is quite sweet.
Yeah, as a competition.
But it became cool badgy because now, you started doing it on your own.
And now it's a midlife crisis. And now I worked out the clue, and it appeared to be on one of those, spoiler alert for fellow geocachers out there, but it appeared to be one of the coin-operated telescopes, right, that were on the pier. But the trouble is, there was about four or five of them. So I was there searching on my hands and knees, looking underneath the telescope. Right. And I thought, I'll just do it quickly before I go. I'll just have a quick look. And then as I was searching, a person that worked on the pier came up and he was like, are you all right?
Is there someone we can call for you?
Yeah, exactly.
And I had to explain what I was doing, and it was like, oh, and he goes, there's quite a few of them around here, so you might be here for a while, the operator, the telescope. So I just said, I'm gonna stop.
I'm gonna stop now.
This has gone too far.
Yeah, I've had enough.
That was my last. Ever.
So you're never geocaching again.
My last of a solo cash withdrawal. I think that is it. I'm done with it.
Don't.
It's not worth the embarrassment. The payoff isn't worth about 10-15 minutes of looking like a weirdo.
The other thing you've got to bear in mind here, just in case you don't know, Matt's referencing the fact we did the show live from Brighton Pier last Friday. We were kind of on the run. It was a little bit of fun. We got to give lovely listener Steve £3,000 because he found us. So when Matt was doing all of that, the pier was closed to the public.
So Matt was just on his own
at like 10 a.m. just before they opened the gate. So to the world, it looked like Matt had like broken in to Brighton Pier in order to geocache.
Extreme geocaching.
The
Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast, Absolute Radio.
Hi, Dave and the team. I'd like to hand in my cool badge. I recently went to the self-service in Tesco. The guy next to me asked if I'd like to scan my club card on his till, as he'd forgotten his. That way, he gets his shopping cheaper and I get the points. I said, yeah, I'm game if you are. I scanned my card and then I held out my fist to get a bump.
Oh.
He, on the other hand, had already turned and walked away.
It's interesting. I never thought of doing that.
It's from John.
It's a good little hack.
You're going to start approaching people. Mate, are you geocaching or trying to tap your club card on my till? I don't know what's going on here. Why is everything you do so shifting? Why are you always down on your hands and knees? Get up! Walk around!
Also, part of me thinks that's just bad manners on the man that walked away.
Well, it's not that uncool
to do a fist bump, is it?
No. Well, the fact you have to ask that question means you need to give me the badge immediately, please, Adagiri. Yeah, no, it's true. So we've had this very interesting message in from a listener named Wayne. Now, you're going to kind of need to bear with me on this one a little bit. You need to put your brain into the same space you put it whenever Matt brings us a Talking Pet Friday.
Yeah.
Where you're like, that doesn't sound anything like a pet talking. And Matt says it over and over again. Yeah. You go, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now that you, a human, are saying it, yeah, I can so understand
got,
it.
Yeah, that dog is goodwill. Asking, where are you going? Of course it is.
You've got to want to believe. That's
so
right.
So that's it. You've got to want to believe in this next cool badge, because Wayne says, Dave, is it just me, or is Axl Rose handing in the cool badge at the beginning of Knocking on Heaven's Door? Are we ready for this? We're taking an adventure together, a leap of faith.
Let's hear it.
Okay, here we go. I mean, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, did we take the leap of faith together?
Yes. Yeah, on a technicality, yeah.
Should we do it again? Yeah. Who wants to hear it again? Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Okay, all together now, wherever you are. Wherever you are right now, let's do this. Come on, Axel.
Cool.
Cool. They use a little gap, understandable. And that's how I always say it every week, isn't it? 8, 12, 15, give me the cool. Badge.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
You know it's cool badge day when a correspondence to the studio reads, Dave, every time I hoover, I get a real satisfaction at how much I can fill the dust chamber thingy. Well, yesterday, I managed to fill that little bad boy and proceeded to show my wife, saying, what a haul. She replied by saying that I needed to give you the badge, Dave. Well, Greg in Bexley Heath happily received. We also have this. It's anonymous, but it says, Dave, I wish to hand in my cool badge. As a cabin crew, I stand at the doors of the aeroplane and say goodbye to our passengers. It gets samey, so I try to mix up my goodbyes. And I went to say, see you, and accidentally said, love you.
Oh,
it's like calling the teacher mum, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She says it's the worst, or he says it's the worst, as I say, anonymous. Glenn, it is cool badge day. Would you like to step up to the plate?
Yeah, it happened in this very building last week, and I'm not pleased or happy about this, but I'd come in for the show, I wanted to feel alert, and I went into the bathrooms to splash water on my face. And the bathrooms here have those sort of motion sensors where you've got, like, one for water, one for the hairdryer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I realised that every time I was getting the water in my cupped hands, putting up to my face, the water would by this point run through my fingers. So I ducked my head down and activated the soap and deposited a load of soap directly onto my head. So I found myself 10 minutes before the show started at 10 to 6 in the morning just rubbing soap off my head and face.
Effectively washing your hair.
I was washing my head before the show.
Yeah, oh, that's nice. What a tradition we started here on a show. I thought you were going to say that the water's going through you, just slapping yourself. Yeah, yeah. Either way, it's a bad pre-show tradition to have in place.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where famously, just after 9 is shout-out time. But just as famously, I make you work for them. Yes, it is time for the smash. Two topics brought together for pun fun. And today, well, after we heard yet more tales of Matt attempting to geocache like a weirdo at the end of Brighton Pier...
I'm done. I'm finished. I'm retired now.
He's retired.
Yeah.
We've decided to smash together the seaside and movies this time out. So anything to do with the world of film and the seaside. 8, 12, 15. To get the ball rolling, I've got Punch and Judy Garland and Shell Boy. They're my two, straight off the bat. What have you got for us, Matt?
Raiders of the Lost Arcade,
nice.
La La Sand, and Gone with the Windbreak.
Very good. Anna Geary.
I've got James and the Giant Beach.
Oh, great.
And Coast Busters.
Oh, nice, that's excellent work. And Glenn.
I have The Seagull Has Landed and Scuba do.
Scooby-Doo.
Okay, it. So it is the seaside versus movies. The numbers 8, 12, 15. Please do make sure you include your name and where you are so I can give you the shout-out you deserve.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where, as promised, just after 9 is shout-out time. We had an edition of The Smash that saw your perfect brains turn themselves towards anything to do with the seaside and movies at 8, 12, 15. Hard to Sandal, says Mike in Chester. Rock, Doc and Two Smoking Cockles from Andy in Doncaster. Jack Beecher from Dying in Peterborough. The Seashore Shank Redemption from Mad Gaz, driving meat up to Lincoln. The Lifeguard of Brian from Tim in Manchester. Blackpool Hawk Down from Daisy. Now You See Gull Me from Amy in Burton. Coast Guardians of the Galaxy from Ben in Eastbourne. No Conch Tree for Old Men from Wayne in Hayes. Four Weddings and a Funicular from Jackie in Ascot. And finally, from Phil in Cambridge, Silence of the Clams.
Oh, beautiful.
Lovely stuff, everybody. That is the Seaside versus Movies. Done.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it from the Wednesday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. Yes, once again, we bid you farewell and we thank you for tuning in. We also let you leave with a handy reminder that the whole show lives on forever without any ads, songs. It's just all the talky bits glued together. And that's called a podcast. And my word, does it need a name? Now, in full transparency, normally Matt Dyson's on podcast naming duties, but he's left 5 minutes early today to make it all the way back home, which is about 700 miles away, for his son Ted's sports day.
Which is in 2 days' time.
So, guys, you're going to be naming the podcast.
Okay.
This is what you have to choose from. Deconstructed Iced Tea. Scores on the Doors without the scores. All My Ex Talks About Is Geocaching. It started sweet, but now it's a midlife crisis. My Last Ever Solo Cash Withdrawal. It's Not That Uncool to Fist Bump, is it? What a Dusty Haul and Pre-Show Head Wash. They're your options. Feel free to confer.
Personally, I'm going for Dusty Haul.
I quite liked the one, It Started Sweet.
But now it's a midlife crisis.
Well, let's do that.
Yeah.
It says a lot.
It says a lot.
And so little at the same time.
Yeah. It could represent this show in many ways. So the name of the podcast is It Started Sweet, But Now It's a Midlife Crisis. Right, Leona Graham is on the way. She'll have tea break trivia and the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which is worth £125,000. We'll all be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.